Shacky there. You also mentioned Carlton. Now, haven't the Blues been a talking point on Monday today? And you suspect it's going to be the case right throughout the week about where they sit in the pecking order. A season of pre-season of so much promise. Indeed, we were told from everyone at Princes Park that the time for development was over. It was a bad loss at the weekend. They're 2-3. They get another chance against a big interstate club in Brisbane at the weekend, but it was the manner of the defeat to Port Adelaide that would have left Carlton supporters with that dreaded familiar feeling. Before we get to Daniel in Elwood and Raf in Meadow Heights, this is how the discussion around Carlton played out today.
Yeah, I suppose frustration's a word. I think we're looking for learnings against a good side, you can't hang in there and beat them when you're not at your best. You need to be at your best and we've got to get better. These are the games you want to play in. Like, you want to play in these games and you want to compete against the best. Now, at the end of the day, you want to beat the best, and that's what we've got to get to. And right now, today tells us that we're not there yet, and we get another opportunity next week against Brisbane. Great challenge for us.
Behind the scenes, is he giving it to them like he needs to? Because I'm a Carlton fan and I hear all this positivity coming out on another performance and another year that looks like a failure. I'm a bit flattered.
I just wonder, though, are they building enough to get from where they have been to that next rung so that they can actually start to challenge for a flag? I don't think they're going to be challenging for a flag. I think they're improving, but I just don't know whether or not they're going to have enough improvement to actually be an elite team in the competition.
I just don't see anything from this football club that gives me any pride in their performance.
That's the only thing you can read into trading at Big Eight, that we're there. We're right to go. And they're miles from it. So as soon as you confuse your strategies, you go backwards.
Is there another year of pain coming in 2019? Is there another year coming in 2020? And here we are in 2021, and we're still kind of talking about the same thing. When is it going to happen for Carlton? Because at the moment, on that performance on the weekend, it doesn't sound like it's going to happen this year either.
The Blues, 2-3. I'm not sure. I heard Tim Watson say there they've improved. I'm not sure there's a lot of evidence to say they actually have improved from last year, the Blues. You might be different on that. You're welcome to have your say. 1-300-736-736. I'm sort of more inclined to align myself with Kane Corns than I am Tim Watson in this particular debate. But